Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Yeah, obviously understanding the flow of the game there and knowing that if we got points there, whether it was three or six, you know, it made it a full one-score game where they had to go for two. That's why, like, on that fourth and two, obviously we elected to kick, give our defense a chance to go out there and play. We made a play there at the end. I'm just so proud of our guys.
How about your reaction now that you're headed to the AFC Championship game?
That's what we've worked for, is an opportunity to play another week. We don't want our season to end on a loss, and this gives us an opportunity to keep going, but we'll enjoy this one. A lot to learn from this one. Obviously, wasn't pretty, but these playoff games, now I got to win by one. That's all that matters.
Hey, Josh, what was it like in that locker room just now? Is it excitement, relief, looking forward?
It's a lot of everything. We're excited. A lot of pride in that locker room. I said it in my post game. You know, we don't listen to the outside noise, but everyone was saying this and that about us, and we didn't have enough talent, weren't good enough to be in these positions, and our guys just continue to work hard, and we're internally driven. We love each other, and I think you saw how much we played for each other there.
Josh, what goes in season a moment at that moment of time? Bernard gets the ball back. What did you tell your guys in that huddle at that moment of time?
Oh, we just said we score, we win the game. And that's what obviously we want to get six there, so we don't make it as interesting as that one. But again, just it doesn't have to look pretty. You just got to get one more than they do.
Did the game plan? I mean, it seemed like you guys didn't throw the way you normally would throw, especially against that team with that run defense. Did something change in the way the game script went that you leaned more heavily on the run?
I think we're having success in the running game. Obviously, when your defense forces turnovers like they did tonight, it puts you in favorable position where, you know, you don't have to throw that much. And again, we just relied on our backs like we have all year. Relied on our O line. They did a heck of a job.
Josh, what was the message all week that coach been mimicking to you guys since Wednesday?
It was fundamentals in the ball. And it's not something that hasn't changed. You know, that's something that we preach in training camp is making sure we're holding on to the football and taking the football away on defense. And that's what you saw tonight.
You know, I felt, you know, there's a lot of things that had to happen to get to this point, but it just felt like ever since you beat the Chiefs here, that it was almost like that's the game that had to decide the AFC. Did you have that sense as things were going through the end of the season?
No, I don't think so. I think, again, the regular season is what the regular season is, and it doesn't matter how well you perform, when you get to the playoffs. It doesn't really matter. You know, we lost 35-10 to this team, and you know, it's hard to beat a team twice. We understand that. We know that. It's a team that we beat early in the season, but it's not the same team. You know, they got some guys back on their defense and their offense. I can't tell you enough. I don't know much about them because I haven't looked at them because I should have been focusing on the Ravens. So we'll get in that tomorrow.
There was so much buildup in this one, the quarterback matchup. How did you deal with that? Did it affect your approach at all? And then also with the conditions out there, how did that sort of affect the way things went?
Yeah, missed a couple throws. I wish I had him back, but again, I got nothing but love for Lamar. He's one of the greatest to ever put a uniform on and play in the NFL. Honored to share the field with him.
Josh, some key plays from Khalil tonight. I know you guys have such a deep trust. Just what did he bring to the game tonight?
Yeah, the first third down, huge pickup for us, making sure he caught that one. Allowed us to get points on that first drive. He's so good in the screen game and in the underneath catch and run game. It's what he's done all year.
Josh, what is it like on the sideline when the defense is forcing the turnovers? Like, what are the reactions like? What are you thinking when that happens?
Yeah, I mean, the first turnover, we didn't get any points off of it, or didn't score a touchdown, I should say. I don't know if we got points, to be honest. I think we punted, right? So that's one thing. You know, your defense is doing a good enough job of forcing turnovers. You got to make sure that you capitalize on the offensive side of the ball. And we didn't feel like we did enough of that tonight. So, again, stuff to learn from, but we move on.
Could you believe that Andrews dropped that one, though? He was wide open. That was kind of a shocking result.
Yeah, I mean, thank you know, I had a talk with Von Miller in the offseason, and, you know, we just kind of talked about sometimes the ball will roll your way or it won't. And that's just an instance of, you know, it rolled our way. And you take it how it is.
Josh, another week to go. First time in a long time, AFC Championship. Back to the scene of the crime, man. What's the focus?
Do whatever it takes to get a win. That's all that matters. But starts tomorrow. We'll enjoy this one tonight. Turn our attention towards them tomorrow.
All right. First and foremost, praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing it is tonight to be here, to be in front of these fans and coach in an environment like that. Two great teams going up against each other. Two great quarterbacks going up against each other as well. And I'm just really, really thankful for the blessing that God gave us tonight and just the opportunity to be out there. You know, I know the finishing 10-0 at home this year, just incredible, man. To again, the environment that our fans build here every Sunday, it's not like that around the NFL. And we don't take that for granted. So tough game tonight. You know, a lot to work on all three phases, but there was a lot of good in all three phases as well. So two good football teams going up against each other. And give credit to the Ravens. They're well coached. John does a great job, he and his staff. And then Lamar and what he does for the offense, special teams, they're talented. And then same thing on the defensive side. They did a great job, I thought, making it hard on us tonight, especially in the second half on offense. So we were able to get some turnovers, get some key takeaways that were important. And we cashed in on some of those. Probably not enough at the end of the day, but we'll go back and look at it. But overall, great win for the organization, for our fans. I couldn't be happier.
Sean, you stumbled in this round.
I'm sorry. Okay, take us through the last, when you made the decision to kick the field goal, what was your thinking and then how it worked out?
To go up eight, you mean?
To go up eight,
yeah. Well, I considered going for it. Maybe not at 3 yards there. It had a long two, short three, and I think on the scoreboard it was showing three. But, you know, I was if we got it to one, I was going to go for it two. I had to make a decision, and then when it ended up being a long two or a short three, certainly going up eight, you know, I felt like that was the right thing to do there. But if given... You know, you never know, right? But just I was thinking about it. I was considering going for it if we got it up in there tight.
Sean, you've stumbled on this round the past few seasons. What was the feeling in the locker room knowing that you got over the hump in this round and you're advancing to the AFC Championship game?
You know, just like I said before, the mindset is what it's all about. You know, these guys believe, play to win, and. You find a way, right? So every year is different. There's different reasons for everything. Every one of those situations that didn't end up in our favor, and then the same thing tonight. So, again, glory to God for all of his blessings, and we look forward to next week.
Sean, how did you was able to Josh tonight?
I don't know Josh's numbers. So, you know, I thought he did some really good things, made some big-time plays for us like he always does. So without looking at his numbers, I couldn't give you anything more at this point.
Coach, what went into matching Ravens' physicality? You held Derrick Henry, you know, quite in check, keeping the ball up in the cage. What was the message all week long?
Well, our guys heard it all. They heard it all week long. We're not big enough. We're not strong enough. Not talented enough. Not fat. Whatever it is, they heard it. I don't do the social media things, but I think most of those guys do. And look, we did. I think in the first half, a pretty darn good job. Second half, you know, he got rolling a little bit, and he's going to pop some runs. When he gets that momentum going, he's hard to stop. So, but even there, we could have done some things better, I think, fundamentally. So, and when you just look at this game, it came down to fundamentals in the football, and we talk a lot about that.
Sean, last year, Terrell Bernard was pretty distraught. He got injured. He wasn't able to play in this divisional round. And then today, you have him, and he made some pretty crucial plays
big time.
For you. I mean, what does he mean for your team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a football player. You know, he's probably one of those guys that, again, a lot of people put under the category of not big enough, not fast enough, strong enough, whatever it is. He's a football player. So he's got good instincts and knows how to find the football. So, you know, that's why he's on our team.
How about his leadership?
Leadership. Yeah, leadership. And you're talking about a third year. TB's in his third year, right? Third year player that is one of the two captains that we have on the team. That doesn't happen by accident. The players respect him. He takes a lot of initiative week day to day in being a leader on this football team and trying to do things right. And so it's pretty impressive that he's able to do that at a young age.
John, how important were you guys to this team, which against the number one run defense in the league? What gave you the confidence that you thought you'd be able to, that you did move the ball? What gave you the confidence to go head on against them like that?
Well, we believe in our guys, number one. I think that's where it starts, and I know that's where it starts. And then number two is, you know, I think Coach Chrome, Coach Gunn do a really good job of putting a plan together every week. The players execute. They take a lot of ownership of it, of the plan. And then, again, like it's not just the O-line. Tight ends are involved in it. Wide receivers involved. You know, so it's a whole offense type of deal.
Coach, how important was it to take care of the football? That's something that you've stressed throughout your tenure. How important was it not giving up any turnovers?
No, it's big. You know, our guys get a chance to watch some of these playoff games because we've played the last two Sundays, and so you're able to watch some of the games before our games, and you're seeing games decided rather quickly when the ball is not taken care of. So we got to continue to emphasize it every day. Go back to work with that.
Coach, do you have an update on Taylor Rapp?
I don't.
Coach, when you've been here for 8 years, and when you hear things, I'm not quite sure if you heard it or not because you don't pay attention to social media. When you hear someone say that Buffalo is a city of losers, how does that motivate you, knowing that you've been a Buffalonian for 8 years?
Yeah, no, it's a city of winners. It really is. It's a city of winners. These people in this town are winners. And I've been here just 8 years, but I consider this my hometown. This place is different, and the people here are different. They deserve more than whoever said that about them.
John, initial thoughts about going back to Kansas City?
Looking forward to it. Great challenge. You know, again, another great team. Certainly well coached. Coach Reed does a phenomenal job, he and his staff. Tough challenge.
Are you going back to your office? Last week you said
you'll see. I don't even know what time is it. 10 o'clock. We'll see. I need to get a little bit of rest. I think we had a long week this past. Well, the past 2 weeks in particular. So we'll see.
You've had unwavering support of Tyler Bass all season long.
Yep.
Ravens get some momentum in the second half. You bring them on for a 51-yard field goal. Can you just talk a little bit about how you've had this unwavering support and confidence in him all season long to make kicks like that?
Yeah, mindset. Again, mindset. You know, his belief in himself is really where it starts. For me to believe in him, but yet he doesn't believe in himself, I don't know if you have anything there, right? But for him to believe in himself first, that's really where it starts. He's done a great job.
Chuck, can you take us through your reaction to that last two-point conversion and just what you thought of it as you saw that?
By God's grace, you know, we survived that situation, and you know, again, it's fundamentals. I'm probably sounding a little bit old school here, but value of fundamentals, right? So we can learn something from that on our team, on our football team here.
What did you do better defensively against them this time than the first time you played them? Was there anything you learned from that game?
We watched it. The defensive staff did a great job of putting a good plan together. You know, we locked ourselves in a room. They locked themselves in a room for hours upon hours trying to figure a plan out. And, you know, look, they got a lot of yards, but we were able to, you know, kind of make it hard at times and take the ball away when we needed to. So that was good to see. And, again, they Coach Monken, you know, obviously John leads it over there. They do a phenomenal job. They get tremendous talent on the offensive side, and they're hard to stop, right? They're so explosive. Lamar extends plays. Just what two great quarterbacks out there tonight, you know, battling, going head-to-head. That was, I'm sure, for the fans, fun to watch.
Coach, were you shocked to see that they didn't do a lot of yank and pull with Lamar today?
You know, I don't know. There's only one ball, so, you know, you can only hand it off and throw it, you know. So we were, you know, working on it during the week. It's just a matter of who was gonna get the ball. Was it gonna be Derek? Was it gonna be Lamar on the pull? He did enough, you know, just scrambling and extending plays early in the game on the first third down, and then, you know, down late in the game here. So it's a you really need 12 guys on the field. If the refs would allow that, we'd be in better shape, I think.
Okay.
I thought he did some good things. You know, again, just he played a Khalil type of game. Yeah, again, the Ravens defense made it hard on us. They make you earn every blade of grass, every yard, and then some. So it was just a good competition there at a high level.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.